Thank God it's Friday.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. We did have some changes up in Flowery Branch. Let's hear from Raheem Morris talking about Jalen Walker yesterday.
Jalen Walker's doing great. Had a couple really good days of practice. You know, obviously held him from that last preseason game to get him ready for this moment, for this part of our season. So I'm really excited to see him going, and he's doing really great for us.
Yeah, I'm excited too. Look, here's the thing that just keeps going over and over and over in my head, is everyone wants Jalen Walker and James Paris to be compared to each other as the same player. They're not in any way, shape, or form to me. One is pretty much exclusively an edge player, pass rusher. You know, his main job is going to be to get after the quarterback and then set the edge in the run game. I think Jalen Walker is much more than that. And I'm not knocking James Pierce, because I always felt like James Pierce was the one that was a little bit more ready to come in and make an impact in the NFL as an edge rusher. Now, you're saying that Jalen Walker is going to be that, but I just feel like he's going to be so much more. He's going to be more like that old school. I say old school, but just kind of like more of a complete player out there, right? And you can do more with him.
Yeah. Reminder, the Falcons did too. For anybody that doesn't understand that, the Falcons were high on James Pierce and Jalen Walker fell into their lap and they couldn't pass him up. They were high on James Pierce the whole time. They didn't know Jalen Walker would be there. He falls in their lap and they're like, hey, we got to take this guy. He's a great defender. But they were high the entire time on James Pierce. And when he was available at 26, they moved back into the first round and they pick him up. So yeah. I think they felt the same way.
And I can't for a second believe that a coaching staff that's had dominant defensive players under their reign before in different places and have found ways to use them different ways won't have a unique way to use Jalen Walker. They're telling you right now he's an edge rusher. But I'm sorry, I think that's the worst lie that I've heard a team tell in a while. I just don't believe in any way, shape, or form they go in with saying he's just an edge rusher. I just can't believe that. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm the village idiot. I don't know. But but I just can't. I just can't.
Not this time, my friend.
I can't see that. I can't fathom that. Not with Floyd and Pierce and knowing how good those guys, one has already been in the NFL and the other possibly is, to the point where Lewis Riggs is like, yeah, I think he'll lead the NFL in sacks. That would be amazing in its own right.
Well, the countdown is on to see what these Falcons can do. Before we get to the picks for Man Up Monday, if you want to see Atlanta United in a scrimmage, Atlanta United 2 against the National Belize team, call in right now, 404-726-0929. We have this exclusive scrimmage. These are tickets to an exclusive scrimmage between the Belize national team, Atlanta United 2. It's happening Saturday, September 6th at the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta Training Ground in Marietta. And this thing is closed to the public, so it's going to be very cool. Call in right now, 404-726-0929. Dylan is taking your calls, and caller number 9 wins. All right, we do have the return of Man Up Monday upon us, but you know, it's going to be Tuesday because of Labor Day.
Good point.
So
forgot about
just
that.
Don't forget about that. So let's get to these picks. First game up is Texas and Ohio State. Ohio State is favored by 1.5.
Go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off.
That's
here,
too close for me. That's too close for me to go with the spread. Because you know this could be a tie game down the stretch, and a field goal wins it. It could be a 1-point game, and that would break up that. So I'm going with the under. The under is 46.5. I think this game is going to be a little bit more low scoring than people think. Defenses, both these defenses have speed and physicality up front, so I'm going with the under of 46.5.
I don't mind that play, but I know I'm contradicting myself from earlier. Give me Texas in this game. Give me Texas to go in there. Arch Manning will be crowned after this one. I know plenty about Julian saying he came from Alabama, but I love Arch Manning in this spot. I think that Texas wins this on the field goal, just like Bo said.
All right. Number 9, LSU versus number 4, Clemson. The Clemson is favored by 4.5.
I'll step in and take this one right off the top. I like Clemson in this game. We just talked to Eric McClain. There's a lot to like about LSU's offensive line last year. You had two early draft picks, and those tackles they had down there, they got dinged up along the way. They couldn't run the ball efficiently. Too much was put on Garrett Nussmeier's shoulders and ended up throwing a bunch of interceptions. I expect that same thing to happen with this game tomorrow. I think Clemson wins by a touchdown.
I think Clemson wins. I think LSU covers.
There you go.
You got the two best quarterbacks in the country. I don't going at it according to as you're if we're going to reference him and he's our guy. I like him a lot, Eric McClain. Then I've got to think that Nussmeier can keep them in this and keep it close. I don't care where they play it. It ain't like LSU's never went into a tough environment before.
Let's go with Notre Dame at Miami. Notre Dame is favored by 2.5.
I don't know. This is, I don't know.
Like you first.
I don't know which. I don't know which. What these teams are anymore. But I've seen Notre Dame open the season in a hostile and much more hostile environment than what they're going into Miami. I don't think more. I think the best coach is on Notre Dame's sidelines. I think. Yep. I don't know where the best quarterback is because I'm not sure about Carson Beck anymore. I like Carson Beck. I think he's a better player than he played last year. But something tells me to take Notre Dame. And giving up 2.5.
Yeah, I like your line of thinking. I'm going with the under, which is 49.5. I think that both these teams, obviously, they're replacing their quarterbacks from last year. Carson Beck is the headlining name, but I don't know that Miami's offense is up to task just yet. And we'll see what happens. But I'm going to take the under 49.5 and see where that takes me.
All right, last game for Man Up Monday, but on Tuesday, Alabama at Florida State. Alabama is favored by 13.5.
Go ahead, Bo. Look,
Bama minus 13.5. Not thinking about it. I'm not overthinking this one. Florida State is garbage. Everything about that program is garbage, including their garbage head coach, Mike Norvell.
Wow.
Give me Ty Simpson. This game is going to be close, though, for about three quarters, and then Alabama is going to – the depth's going to pull away. They're going to beat them by 17.
Yeah, I think if Alabama was at full health, and I think this would be a lot easier if the right guard wasn't missing, if Jam Miller wasn't missing, Tim Keenan, who's their nose tackle, like that, it'd be a lot easier. But I'm with you. I'm not going to overthink this. Bama minus the points, and they get it done down in Tallahassee tomorrow.
All right. Well, we will see if you're right on Tuesday for Man Up Monday.
I'll man up. That's all good.
Both of those will be consumed this weekend at my casa. The Baron Burton's W sauce. We'll have the Fire Shire. We'll also have the breakfast sauce too out, and we'll have both breakfast sauces out. But I go with the Verde because we're doing tacos, and steak tacos are so good. And obviously, the Owl Inn Lager from New Realm Brewing. I'll be.
Can you hook me up with some of those? No. I like that beer. That's a good beer.
I don't know. Maybe. Come on. Maybe you got to come over to consume. I got some tall boys at home.
Get invited first. You know what I mean.
You're always invited. You just always got something going on where you act like you're busy and snub us. All right. Look, I want to get to this because enough of back and forth. The Athletic did this article and they did a survey. They surveyed a bunch of college football fans and they got over 12,000 responses to the survey about how do you feel about your team? And they did it for everybody. And do you feel – are you optimistic or pessimistic about your team's chances this year? So throw it out, and I'll tell you – throw out a team, and I'll tell you how optimistic or pessimistic their fans are. I'll start with this one, Florida fans, all right? Florida fans are feeling, and they are right here, they are 90% optimistic about this season. And they're 10% of the fans polled that are Florida fans are pessimistic about the 2025 season. Georgia fans are only 91% optimistic. Imagine that.
What are we optimistic about? Because I think their goals
are
different.
Their team's prospects.
Okay.
Like, I think their goals are seasons, different. Is it going to be a good season, basically?
Okay.
You know, like the most optimistic fans in the country about their team at 100, coming in at 100% are Louisville, SMU, and Utah.
Louisville.
Yeah,
Louisville.
You want to know? You want to know the most pessimistic fans in the country right now? Kentucky fans are 89% pessimistic. 89% think their season is going to suck.
That Mississippi State's got to be in there too.
They are 84%. I mean, that's where this is. Like, this is where this gets cool for me because. I'm a big fan of being optimistic. I'm an optimist. And I'm like, and especially, you know, the Friday before if your team opens on a Saturday. But the day before, like, I know that, you know, there's some teams that, you know, they're going to make, like Purdue. Like, my buddy's a Purdue grad, right? And 64% of Purdue fans are pessimistic, which really fits in line with his personality well. But a team we were just talking about? What do you think the numbers are, optimistic to pessimistic, in Florida State fans right now? Take a wild guess.
I'd say 60%, 62% optimistic.
No, it's a presidential election up in there. 51% are optimistic.
Wow.
49% are pessimistic.
Wow.
I'll give you one that's a little bit crazy.
It's not even enough to win some local elections.
What would you think Tennessee's optimist to pessimist range is? What would you think the number is sitting at?
I think they're in that 60. I would say 62 optimistic.
60-40. Optimistic to pessimistic. That's a really good call.
Right there.
I thought they might be. All right. I'll give you one that might throw you off. Give me what you think Auburn's is.
I would have to think they're pessimistic.
You know what?
I would say 70% pessimistic.
This is where Auburn is the little brother that just doesn't know any better. 69% of them is optimistic. 69%. I mean, I can name two losses.
69% optimistic.
Yeah.
Hey, now.
Good for them.
Yo. That's kind of, to me, Alabama
good
is 95% optimistic. Clemson.
Bama's 95?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Clemson is 98. You want to know what? Hey, guess what? What do you think Tech is? How optimistic are Tech fans?
99. There you go.
Wow.
Let's go.
Although this doesn't add up because it says 99 and 2%. So I don't know how there's 101%. But
hey, something's off here.
But and Notre Dame's the exact same number.
It's crazy.
Yeah. You wanna get a crazy one? Indiana is 98%. I would
Cignetti, man.
I would bet everything in the world that Indiana fans after last year be like, no way, we have two good years in a row. That's just not Indiana football. We're gonna suck. And they're like, no, 98% optimistic. I thought this was really cool. The Athletic did this, you want to check it out.
I just think
it's cool because it's a fun way to talk about college football. Kind of like the Bachelor idea that you had with the SEC coaches.
Well, I want to say congrats before we get out of here to Jonathan in Atlanta for winning those Atlanta United tickets. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. That is going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, thanks for being here. Have an incredible holiday weekend. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
eat some meat this weekend, Atlanta. And stay cool.